Shabbos, Aya Shabbos. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. As always, a big thank you to our generous series of sponsors for the year, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Eschutz for Chaya Rivka Basi for the Fredel Memory of our John Zacks, Rav Yaakov Sipin, David Aryeh. Aya, Aya Shabbos. The covered Shabbos Kodesh, our whole Friday, our whole week, our whole essence. The covered Shabbos Kodesh. Here comes that siren. Here comes Erev Shabbos. Let's turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Time to get ready. So the Zerah Kodesh says a very beautiful thought I want to begin by sharing with you. The Zerah Kodesh says the word Erev Shabbos, we call Friday, we're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Erev means the eve. Friday is not Friday. Friday is the eve of Shabbos. We're getting ready, we're preparing, we are transitioning. The Hilig Zerah Kodesh says the word Erev comes from Erev Taroves. A taroves means a mixture. Friday is not mundane. Friday is not the week. It's also not Shabbos. Shabbos has not yet arrived. Shabbos has not come. Shabbos only comes when we accept, receive Shabbos, as of Plaga Mincha, or when the sun sets. And then the holiness and sanctity of Shabbos fall upon us, the obligations and restrictions of Shabbos we are bound by. So Friday is sort of no man's land. Shabbos is neither the pure, mundane, profane week, nor is it yet the sanctity of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a taroves. It is a mixture. It is a mixture still of the weekday, but the beginning of the hints, of the sparks, of the holiness of Shabbos. And that is how we're meant to feel. We wake up Friday to a taroves. We are in a state of a mixture. It's not the purely mundane. It's not purely the weekday like the rest of our week was. And yet, we're not yet there, immersed in the fully holy of Shabbos. We are in a period that is a taroves. We are an erev. We're in an erev. We're in a period that is a mixture of the two. We have been learning and looking through this beautiful sefer called Eish HaShabbos, the light, the fire of Shabbos. And he quotes the following. He says, Sifrei HaChassidus hefligu b'shvacha shel achana l'mitzvah. The Sifrei HaChassidus in particular emphasized the notion not only of doing the mitzvah, but of preparing for the mitzvah. With every mitzvah. Ach kan b'shabbos kodesh yesh b'kach mishum chiyuv d'oraisa. But when it comes to other mitzvos, the real obligation is the mitzvah. The preparation we do will change the quality of the mitzvah. So the hachana is not really a mitzvah in its own right. It's not an independent, separate mitzvah. The hachana, the preparation that we do in advance of the mitzvah, will improve the experience of the mitzvah, but it's not in its own right a mitzvah. That's different when it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to Erev Shabbos and the preparations for Shabbos, there is a special mitzvah. There's an independent special mitzvah. And in fact, the Tiferes Shlomo on Parshas Vayigash says, quotes the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Beis, hachana d'oraisa. And proves from here that when you prepare, when you get ready, when you invest, when you have intention, when you choose to be mindful, we say a bracha. The goal, the reason for a birchas ha-mitzvah is to focus us. You say a bracha before doing the mitzvah as a preparation in advance so that we're focused, so that we can extract and derive and get everything out of the mitzvah and put everything into the mitzvah that we're meant to do. That's true for Shabbos more than for any other mitzvah. More than for any other mitzvah. However, there are two separate things here. Yom Shishi v'achana l'Shabbos. Kol avayav metziah shel yom ha-shishi u'achana l'Shabbos. Sorry, there are not two separate things here. He says here in his beautiful Eish HaShabbos, lest we think there's Friday. I read in the check, it's Friday. Today I look at my calendar, it's Friday. The header on my email says it's Friday. Oh, also, I have to get ready for Shabbos. So it's both Friday, and then it has imposed upon it components of, I need to get ready for Shabbos. That's a mistake. That's wrong. It's incorrect. It's inaccurate. It's not that it's also Friday, and also the theme of, I have to get ready for Shabbos. But rather, as the Pasuk in Shmos Tazayin says, V'haya bayom hashishi, V'heichinu es asher yaviyu. Friday is Erev Shabbos. There is no other identity to it. There is no secular notion of Friday to it. Erev Shabbos kodesh uzman miyuchad she'en uzman b'fnei atzmo. Erev Shabbos is a distinct, unique time. There's none other like it. Kulam muktash ka'achan l'Shabbos kodesh. Kokulam mevutal yom ha-Shabbos. There is no, it's the end of the week and it's also getting ready for Shabbos. It is entirely, in its essence, in its theme, in its identity, it is entirely about getting ready. Ha'avoda, ha'mutelas aleinu b'yom ha-shishi. So what's our avoda? What do we wake up to? Our Shabbos, Erev Shabbos music mix. Hopefully we wake up to a table which is already set. Hopefully we wake up to an environment which isn't Friday, which is already Erev Shabbos. Lehis chonein l'Shabbos. Lehis orir b'kisuf and lahamtin al Shabbos kodesh u'lehis ga'ageya eleha. The entire essence of Friday is a countdown clock. You wake up Friday with a countdown clock. Not a countdown clock that instills a panic. How will we get ready? There's so much to do. Everybody rush. Not a countdown clock that creates tension and conflict and friction between all the people and what needs to get done. But it's a countdown clock with excitement. The way one counts down to a vacation, to a break, to time off, the way you count down to being done with school or with work, it is a countdown clock to get to the tachlis, l'maisa bereshis. Shabbos is the tachlis. It's not that I rest on Shabbos to get back to the week. It's that I work all week for the payday, for the payoff, which is Shabbos. So Friday is all about counting, not down but up, counting up to Shabbos. Excitement, anticipation, energy, joy. Joy. That's what we're meant to do. That's how we're meant to get ready. Friday corresponds with the Sfira of Yesod. The Toltas Yankev Yosef, Parshas Bahar, the great student of the Bashem, writes, the three components of who we are, each receives and accepts and transitions to Shabbos in its own way. The Nefesh, in order to get a Nefesh of Shabbos, is maisios, it's action. Ruach is through dibur, through the speech, the vocabulary of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. And neshama is yesod, which was Yosef. Ha-ma'asef kol ha-chasadim ha-gvuros l'malchus, shiyom ha-shabbos v'yesod meichem l'shabbos. How do we get yesod? Preparation, anticipation, getting ready, that attitude. Yesod is all about hiskashrus. It's about connection. It's about connection. Person is offline, we're going online. We're going offline technologically, we're going offline from the superhighway of the internet. But by going offline from technology, we're getting online with Hashem. Maybe all week long we're buffering in our connection with Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh comes, there's no interruption. There's no distraction. There's no interference. There's no static. All week long we're buffering in that connection. Shabbos comes, and by disconnecting to technology, we get a high-speed connection to Him and to the people around us, and to ourselves. Shabbos is all about hiskashrus. But that hiskashrus, that connection only comes relative to and proportional to the preparation we put in, what we do to get ready, what we do to get ready. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, the Rambam writes, Yoshev bekovid rosh, miyachel lekabalos penei Shabbos kmo shiyotze lekras ha-melech. If a great dignitary, a celebrity, if a powerful person were coming to visit you, to stay with you, you wouldn't be ready and prepared early. You wouldn't be outside and waiting to greet them. That's our attitude towards Shabbos. It's not, ugh, let's make late Shabbos. I want to stretch out a Friday as much as I can. I want to minimize Shabbos. Start it as late as possible. It's the opposite. Sometimes you have to make late Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with it. But I can't wait for Shabbos. I'm counting down. I'm counting up to Shabbos. I'm miyachel. I'm longing for Shabbos. Yoshev bekovid rosh. I'm serious about the arrival of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, I already feel in a state of a taroves. I'm already a mixture. I'm still in the weekday, the mundane, but I'm already getting ready. I'm already counting up. The Sfas Emes quotes the Helege Chedush Arim, the Zeda. V'haya b'yom hashishi, the Pasuk says, and it was on the sixth day. V'haya is lashon simcha. Sha'idei acheshek v'asimcha b'erev Shabbos. L'kaba Shabbos Kodesh, ze hachana l'Shabbos. Sfas Emes quotes Zayd the Chidush Arim says, you know what the biggest hachana you could do for Shabbos is? Yes, you have to cook. Yes, you have to clean. Yes, you have to set the table. Yes, you have to shower and shave. Yes, you have to turn and put on your beautiful clothing. Yes, there are so many physical things to do to get ready for Shabbos. But the biggest hachana for Shabbos is v'haya b'yom hashishi. Ein v'haya el lashon simcha. To get happy. The biggest thing you could do for Shabbos is to go from being negative and down and pessimistic and complaining, turn from being in a state of sadness or despair and hopelessness. The biggest preparation for Shabbos is to get happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. You're going to get a taste of Olam Haba, a taste of the world to come, a taste of a place in which there is no worry and there is no sadness. We put all of our troubles up on a shelf. After Havdalah, they come back down. But for 24, 25 hours, it's a taste of Olam Haba. V'haya is Lashon Simcha. V'haya b'yom hashishi. Friday, you get so excited because why? I'm going to be filled with a time period of such happiness. And so use the rest of today. Get ready. Be b'simcha. Put in that music. Put a skip in your step. Listen to things that will make you laugh. Put a smile on your face. Be b'simcha. And join us with Shabbos, which is filled with happiness. Shabbos filled with healthiness. Shabbos filled with holiness. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, Oy Shabbos, Oy Shabbos, the COVID Shabbos. The COVID Shabbos Kodesh. Get ready, put on that smile, be besimcha. What a fantastic Shabbos, everybody.